So, today we may well be posed on the dawn of a new day for Universalist Unitarians in Halifax. We're carefully considering our future together, and in particular the space and the location of our congregational home. Much more than a concern about real estate and geography, it's about our mission. It's about our connection to our highest aspirations. It's about our role in the larger community of Halifax. In preparing for the service, I invited members of the congregation and friends to submit their thoughts. And some of the many responses will make up the bulk of this service this morning. Time didn't allow me to include all of the material that was submitted, but all the material is appreciated and will be shared with our building task team and with the board. So I've titled this element of the service, Voices Connecting Location, Space, and Spirit. You'll hear individual readings, some of the material that was submitted. I want you to know that I've asked people to take one of these readings, but the person doing the reading is not the same person that submitted the reading. So please don't go and argue with Matt. Now, actually, that's humorous, but that was one of the things that I struggled with in seminary, when I went to seminary. The idea of doing a sympathetic reading. Can you take a reading that you disagree with and read it sympathetically and try and put yourself in the shoes of the person that wrote it? And I think it's an important spiritual practice. So we might start exchanging readings. So I invite Deborah now. Come forward and present the opening reading.
I say ours is a story of faith and hope and love. I say it is our need for one another that binds us together, that brings us limping and laughing into relationships, and keeps us at it when we otherwise might despair at the fix we are in. I say it is the holy we need, the eternal beyond our comprehension. And one place we can find it is here, working and worshiping together. And I say there is a transcendent value worthy of our loyalty, upon which we set our hearts, and its divine manifestation is love.
That reading refers to the transient value whose manifestation is love. Another way to look at that transcendent value is the old Hebrew definition of God. God is that which gives life meaning. That is the roots and the role of church in our lives, to help us to give meaning to this experience. 2 weeks ago here, we saw a video clip from Viktor Frankl saying that we have three opportunities to give meaning to our lives. First, through a relationship with other people. Second, through our deeds and actions. And third, through our relationship with something else greater than ourselves, be that nature or the spirit of love, or some other power in the universe. I want to use that idea to frame the presentation this morning. The presentation will move through how our location and our space affects our connection with one another and our connection with our neighbors, connection between people. And then it will move to talking about how it affects our work in the world, our social justice activities. And finally, how it affects our spirituality, our sense of connection with something that we describe as the mystery and wonder affirmed in all cultures. So now, as I invite people to read, I just ask you to stand in place, and Louise will bring you the microphone. So Janet is doing first reading.
My foremost thought is that church is not about the building or the location. It It's about creating opportunities that foster life-enhancing connections with other people and nature and the great divine mystery. It's about providing time and space to engage with others interested in searching for truth and meaning. And it's about collaborating with others to create a more just and kinder world.
And Paul Galbraith?
I think the more important question in relation to this is what kind of legacy do we want to gift Halifax with in the near and farther future? If we pay exclusive attention to the group of older adults in our midst without planning well for younger folks and families with children, we will be extinct in 20 years' time.
So let us address the question of connecting with other people. This includes how easy it is for other people to get to us and to find us. It also includes the question of our place in a neighborhood. Should a church be connected in some way with its immediate neighbors? Let's hear some voices from the congregation on connecting with people. David?
The ideal location would look like this. A neighborhood with soul, vibrancy, a sense of community, a multicultural, multi-ability, multi-resource, multi-age demographic of individuals, including families, artists, LGBTQ couples, and families, activists, writers, and spiritual seekers, etc. A fertile ground for Universalist Unitarian seeds.
And Anne?
Key features: adequate parking, proximity to transit bus routes, accessible main entrance, accessibus landing pad for wheelchair users, a huge sign with the church name clear and visible.
And Nick?
Well, if you look at a map of the habitable areas of peninsular Halifax, excluding Point Pleasant Park, I reckon that the exact center of the peninsula falls in the vicinity of North and Windsor Streets. This is also geographically closer to many of Halifax's other religious communities, which makes sharing resources, collaborating on projects, and co-sponsoring events like talks and fundraisers a little more possible. The Hindu Temple, Uma Mosque, Shah Shalom Synagogue, St. John's United Church, St. Antonio's Orthodox Church, and the Chan Buddhist Temple are all in the general neighborhood, with the Mi'kmaq Friendship Center and Cornwallis Street Baptist Church being not far away. This could create more opportunity for building bridges within the African Nova Scotian and Mi'kmaq communities.
And Keisha.
If we did move, this person feels very strongly about staying in Central Halifax. Our mission has always been where the people are. Density is not in the suburbs. That is why the suburbs have parking rules. We need to be on a Sunday bus route, and we have to be close to universities. That's a plus.
And Dean.
I've seen many beautiful and successful UU churches, and the building itself was often not the most important thing. I've seen everything from thoughtful architecture to a converted warehouse, they all worked well because the congregation made them spiritually beautiful with their vision.
Well,
what is our vision? Is it to stay small, like an exclusive club, or is it to branch out so that as many people as possible can be a part of who we are? So who are we? I would like the UCH to be very inclusive, a place that offers joy, hope, caring, acceptance, and a deep sense of sharing.
And Margaret.
If we make the vision inclusive and uplifting, then those who want to be part of that vision will come, even if it is a little farther. So let's not limit ourselves, and instead be brave and visionary in our approach to not only our building, but to our outreach and mission.
Okay, so we've primed the pump with ideas about how location and space affect our ability to connect with other people. Now let's hear some voices about how these factors affect our ability to find meaning through work and social justice activities. Kathy.
Laura Hody said to me one day in regards to the refugee effort, "This is what we are here for." And I just think that is so important. People have come back to church because of this project. And so I do think service is what we are here for. And that we can provide that wherever we next find ourselves.
And Andy.
Our congregational home needs to be green. Self-sustaining, solar panels, green roof, etc. It should have outdoor space that is beautiful for a meditation spot, labyrinth, a community garden, minus the gout weed. Lots of storage space be configured in such a way that the space is in constant use, not just on Sunday mornings, be available to nonprofit groups for use, be income generating, a business of our own, such as Memorials R Us, renters like HECS, choirs for practice space. We should serve whatever community we get planted in, be that a breakfast program, a community kitchen, moms and tots program, or morning drop-in.
So finally, let's hear some voices from the congregation about how space and location affect our ability to connect with the majesty and the mystery of the experience of life, with our emotions and with the beauty that defies description. Mary Lou.
There are two ways of thinking about church and religion. One is that we go to church in order to be in the presence of the holy, to learn and to have our lives influenced by that presence. The other is that church teaches us directly and symbolically to see the sacred dimension of everyday life. For some, religion is a Sunday affair, and they risk dividing life into the holy Sabbath and the secular week. For others, religion is a week-long observance that is inspired and sustained on the Sunday gathering.
And Etta?
The only really spiritual experiences I have had have been in nature, never in church, which is why I suggest a meditation garden or something.
And Angela.
The venue's aesthetics will allow for a sacred space, ambiance that could be transformed into a rock concert or movie theater stage so that congregants can experience varying styles of worship. This ideal meeting place is fitting for a multitude of uses, is shared by many groups, and is well used. Furthermore, since sharing food seems such a very important part of fostering life-sustaining relationships, having access to but not necessarily owning and maintaining an adequate-sized fellowship hall with a well-designed kitchen ranks high on my UUCH of the future priority list.
Good. and Faith Pickleball.
I would be concerned that we keep our sculpture and pews from the Church of the Redeemer, the memorial stained glass, the memorial carving, and Dora's hangings. We should remind ourselves and inform newcomers that we have a long history in this city, so these artifacts are important to us.
And Molly?
I believe the ceiling height should be at least 2 stories, i.e. 20 feet or over, with appropriate acoustic design, meaning prevention of standing waves, either by creating small angles in the walls and ceiling, and or by appropriately positioned acoustic clouds.
And finally, Wynn.
My foremost thought is that church is not about the building or the location. It's about creating opportunities that foster life-enhancing connections with other people and nature and the great divine mystery. It's about providing time and space to engage with others interested in searching for truth and meaning, and it's about collaborating with others to create a more just and kinder world.
So this morning we have looked at the connection between location, space, and spirit under the rubrics of connection to one another, our connection with social work and social justice, and our connection with the mystery and the wonder of life itself. I thank all those who submitted materials for this morning's service and all those who volunteered or were dragooned into reading this morning. This is only the beginning of an ongoing discussion that will help all of us individually and collectively to live into our faith. May it be so.